You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. While we haven't had a direct hit from a hurricane since 2005, every year there is a chance it could happen. Lottie Watts tells us some of the steps people with health issues or those who rely on daily medications can take to make sure they're ready for any such storm.
When it comes to hurricanes, getting ready ahead of time is the most important thing. It's important for everyone, but especially if you take medication or have special medical needs. Dr. Scott Latimer is in charge of Medicare plans for Humana, and he has some advice.
Make sure you have a list that lists out all of the prescription medications that you take, something that you can carry on your person, so that if you do have to relocate and a physician asks you what you take, you don't have to rack your memory. You've got it right there.
You should stock a hurricane preparation kit, something small, something easy to grab on your way out, with an extra supply of all the prescription medications you take. Sounds simple enough, but if you've ever tried to go to the pharmacy to get a refill early, they probably told you no. Dr. Latimer says that can change if a hurricane is headed to Florida. If the governor declares a state of emergency, that overrides the early refill limits on medications.
Now, for most people, if they get their prescriptions from a drugstore, it's usually a month supply, a 30-day supply, and people have limits on how soon they can go back to refill their prescription. In the event that a hurricane is approaching Florida, almost all the time there'll be a special situation where people can go to the pharmacy earlier than they normally would and be able to get a refill.
Hurricanes can change which way they're going at any time, so it's important to be flexible and prepared. For people who rely on medical devices, that means registering in advance for special needs medical shelters in their county, even if they don't think they'll need to stay there.
People on dialysis, people that use a respirator, other devices that require use of electricity or other services, it's a very good idea to contact the county, whichever county you live in, inquire about medical special needs shelters, and if necessary, fill out the application in advance. That literally can be a lifesaver for some individuals.
Only about a third of people who register for special medical needs shelters actually show up. That's according to Ryan Pedigo, the director for public health preparedness for the Florida Department of Health in Hillsborough County.
We encourage everybody to register as a backup. We tell them that shouldn't be their primary plan because no matter how comfortable I can make that shelter, that's not a good place to be. It's much better for individuals if they can seek shelter in a safe place with a friend or a relative in the area, if that would be a safe place to shelter, or leave the area. We also recognize some people can't do that.
He says they've tried to think of everything that would prevent someone from getting to the shelter. They send around a bus to pick up people who don't drive or don't have another way to get there. And the rules are sort of flexible, even if people haven't registered in advance or they need to bring more than one caregiver with them.
We cannot, by law, break up a family and won't. We encourage you to only bring one because of space constraints. I can't fit 35,000 people in the Sundome or one of the schools. We encourage you to keep only one, but if you bring out family and they don't meet any of the criteria, but you do, that whole family can stay there. You know, we're not going to kick anyone out.
And even if someone doesn't rely on a medical device but may be frail or elderly, Pedigo says the special needs medical shelters will take care of them during a hurricane if they need it. And if they have pets, they can come too. I'm Lottie Watts in Tampa.